Okay, cool. So, with that in mind, then, and this is kind of a question for the both of you, since I notice a little bit of similarities with this kind of thing where you two need a sort of root to kind of build a tree off of, like a source, an existing entity that you can just kind of segue off and do your own little thing. Do you find that it's easier to do that, to be more creative, or do you kind of have a more visualized aspect for starting from the ground up?
You go, Hexen. I just finished talking a lot.
Well, here's the thing. On this, the stuff I post on Fur Affinity and DeviantArt and the process and whatever really isn't really the most experimental of the works I have. I really, most of my stories really come out of boredom. I may be sleeping and then I wake up with that idea and I need to write that idea. And most of the times, those really creative stories don't really make it into what I post, but pretty much they kind of serve like training, I guess. Like most
Would
of
you?
the ideas I get, I really end up implementing in other ways on the stories I upload.
Do you feel like those are a little more personal than the stuff that you would, be willing to show other people?
Not really. I don't really think they are really personal that way. I mean, intimate. I don't really think that. I mean, they might be, but I think of them most of like experiments that I don't really think they deserve showing.
You can't trust
Right.
yourself on that. I'm not gonna argue, but yeah, I understand.
I am really nitpicky when it comes to them.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of us are.
And I worry about as well, it's something that, for example, my Hexen account, I won't upload out of nowhere, I won't upload something that doesn't have to do with transformation, because I mean, people are there just to read about transformation.
Right.
So maybe it's transformation into a nice plot and with some background story and with some narrative, but it will always be orientated to transformation.
Huh?
So I may in the future, I don't know, maybe create another account for my experimental works, but I don't know. I don't think people would really want to read that.
Right.
Well, all I gotta say is really that it's your gallery, and when you're going through mine, it's like porn, 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 commission, 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 porn, and something that I wanted to do. So here's a guy sitting on the subway. Because it's my gallery, motherfucker, come on. It's the
Yep,
same as
well,
yours.
understandable, I guess.
I kind of notice a trend with that kind of thing with like a lot of artists. Like I know what you both know who that is. I know initially before he really delved into the transformation genre, he tried posting some very kind of, I guess you could say, just very expansive, very colorful pieces, really nothing to do with transformation at all. And he just kind of threw them both on FA and DA and really didn't pick up anything. And it wasn't until the transformation type deal came about that he just really exploded. So I guess you can say that it is pretty much true on what people really look for out there. Which kind of makes me wonder if people really look to transformation as more of a sexual release rather than an artistic point of view or kind of an artistic perspective on a fantasy made real.
Well, that is something that is going to remain a question, unless you get a whole lot of opinions and, put them together and, and weigh averages and all that kind of stuff. Statistics in short. But what I found out is that when I first started looking for this stuff, because I was like, this is This is a very curious fascination of mine. It's extended into something that I'm sure nobody else, at least at the time, I was like, oh, nobody else could possibly be into this. Of course, there are a group of people who are. And I was like looking at through everybody's things like, oh man, I love it when this happens or when that happens, you know. Some people just can't get enough of tail growth. And I'm like, well, that's and I'm like, that's nice. Every other part is also nice too. Oh man, don't you love it when the face comes out? I'm like, that's that can be okay too. Yeah, but that part.
I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of that as well.
I know you are. I know you are. But I'm not trying to rag on anybody. What I'm really trying to say is that as far as, you know, what is looked for, what they like, what they want to see, it's very different. I feel like this kind of thing, you can find somebody on a very similar wavelength. You're never going to find somebody who's exactly on your level with the stuff. There's no identical appreciation or admiration for the stuff. I've met a couple people where that shit really comes close. And I can safely say it's like Altair and Griff. Because when I talked to them, I was like, oh man, you know, it's just, you know, you kind of like go with the same kind of things I would go with. And I'm like, all right, that's really interesting and really cool. Because the fuck would I would have really known? Of course, the hint would have been, hey, look, since we like each other's art, we obviously have something in common. Since that's not always true, that's why I didn't go into assumption. It's always a nice surprise. But yeah, everybody's just different. Everybody wants to see something. Sometimes it's like, oh, I want to see clothes ripping. Clothes rippage, that's something that always was like, you know, do you really want to see it? I think about why. And I think to myself, you know, this is how you – and you know, that kind of thing can really signify what the whole meaning of the idea of a transformation is and what really makes it for them. See someone bust out of their clothes. You see someone's spine peek up through their skin. You see someone's face push out. It's like, yeah, that means that's happening for sure.
Okay. Yeah, it's that discussion of, oh, it's skin rippage or, oh, it's poof or, oh, it's something else. I mean – we could spend the whole night talking about that, and really nothing would come out of it aside from, hey, people have different tastes.
Exactly. Like, I have another friend. I have another friend. She's not into the stuff, but she told me, you know, you're like, you know what? I do like transformations. I'm like, do you like it in that way? She says, no. I'm like, really? Like, yeah. And she also said that she believes, and she's like, culturally speaking, at least, you know, more common than people think, there has to be something to the idea of changing forms that draws people.
Right.
You know, so it's really not just about getting your rocks off all the time. The stuff is truly fascinating.
Exactly. I mean, I think the places we post our stuff are mainly linked to the wheels of what people want to see. Because, I mean, Fur Affinity is taken at first as a fetish site.
Right.
DeviantArt, not that much, but Fur Affinity pretty much. And people, I mean... nothing against the furry community. I don't really see myself as not being a furry myself because I really enjoy some of that stuff. But really, in the end, people there, I don't know. I mean, it's a fantasy. People there would love to become their personas or something. And when they see that being done, that must trigger something into them. I mean,
No doubt about that. Right.
While on DeviantArt, you might find someone that really has some critical eye into your stuff and really enjoys your stuff, but really wants to see you develop and grow as an artist in some sort.
Yeah, and you can definitely see where the different tempos are. Just like you said, I remember when I first found Fur Affinity, and, you know, that's like some of the stuff that's just like just blew out into your face, you know. There's a bunch of, you know, porn and naughty stuff everywhere.
Right.
And honestly, and I'm gonna say this in defense of anybody, you know, that may probably need it. They really shouldn't, because fuck everyone in the end. You can really post practically whatever the fuck you want there. So people do it. and you know, and it's fun to do. So you're gonna see a lot of that. That's right. You know, that's how that works.
Okay. So with that a little bit in mind, do you think that maybe this is not even just solely connected to people that are fascinated by transformation, but rather just like a hidden instinct, like a feral side to just humanity in general, that a lot of people kind of just feel it when they see it, like say how werewolves movies are coming very popular nowadays, especially with the rise in the Underworld series when it came about. Do you think maybe it was just a hidden kind of fascination for people in general that they just don't realize it, and that when they see someone who actually has embraced that, it kind of falls into the lines of more of like a taboo type deal?
I'm going to say right now, culturally, there is a lot of transformation material around. I mean, if you look at any mythos of any ancient civilization, you might see a lot of transformation oriented material there. And most of that really doesn't really mean that. I don't know, it might be a fascination, but yeah, maybe something like tying to nature, even though humanity always tries to grow its civilization, there will also always be that wild side that wants release. I don't know.
I guess when you put that kind of thought into it, that is very much what can go through people's minds. Especially, you know, the things about society, without getting too much into any of that that kind of conversation. When it comes to a society, there are things that people want you to do and things that people don't want you to do. And with that, you're going to want to do some of the stuff that everybody's going to disapprove of. And, you know, you can do that stuff, you know, sometimes at a price. Sometimes the thing is that you need to be able to be, you know, alone or among a group of people that can share the interest. But most of all, what happens is to some people that they get so wound up that even when they are alone, they really just can't indulge themselves. So they need to find a way, an excuse. This is where things like drinking and stuff come in, because it loosens you up. Some people can't loosen up without something, you know? And I think, and to the idea of being able to change form when you become an animal or an otherworldly being or some sort of mythical monster, you are no longer bound to any of the stuff that makes you feel like your style is being cramped. So it is a wonderful fantasy, you know, like he was saying. And, you know, you look through a lot of mythos through all kinds of cultures everywhere. Something turns into something else. Someone becomes this or that. It's a gift. It's a punishment. You know, it's anything in between. Sometimes it's just a learning experience, you know.
It's always involved with the change of perspective, really. The idea of, oh, now you are not bound by those rules. You are bound by another set of rules. Something like that.
Right. Because there is the perception of freedom, but you know, certain things you will not be able to do, and it's educational. It's an educational experience, and I think that sort of thing builds character. Which again, it must be really amazing to say that you have lived in the body of something else. You know, you've lived one life, and now you live another. Of course that kind of stuff is going to appeal. Of course that's going to be ingrained into you. As far as anything sexual goes, I have my own theories about that. But more to the point, culturally speaking, it's just like he said, you know, it's you want that wild side. And some people are really drawn to that. And if you ask me, though, I'm fine. Like, even though I've grown curious about, like, you know, such an event, because everybody's got to be a little curious, I'm fine with humanity, because I've learned that, you know, even though I haven't experienced everything firsthand, we're fucking nuts. And we're plenty animalistic, and people don't really realize what we are.
Right. So a little bit on that.
Funny, really, because people sometimes don't really realize that humans are animals as well. They are right. In the same realm.
Exactly.
We're on the same list with the genus and the species and everything. We got it.
Pretty much.
So a little bit on that then. How you're saying that a person has to really just look out there and find someone that shares their experience in order to really accept it. Can you kind of put a perspective on how the community for transformation has kind of evolved over the years? I'm sure you know, Hexen, that really how transformation got popular as a community was initially, from what I've read, I haven't really been there myself, but it started out as kind of like those Yahoo groups or the GeoCity groups, and then it kind of just exploded from there into various community sites such as The Process, the Transformation Board, I'm sure you remember, and the Transformation Central, amongst other things. So from that there, and then kind of how it even expanded more to where furries now kind of accept the transformation community in, to the point where a lot of people kind of see a blurred line between the two, to where a lot of the transformation people are kind of being mistaken for a furry. So what kind of like opinion do you have on that? Is it kind of been changed a lot, or are those groups still about? Is it still independent? Is it still kind of like a small group intimate ordeal where we can share similar experiences and similar, I guess you can say, desires?
Well, I'm going to say it right now. I have been to every single one of those, but I was pretty much a lurker until I think 3 years ago. So as far as community interaction goes, I haven't interacted a lot, but I have seen interactions take place, and what pretty much comes out of it is you have to want something. You have to show that you like it. You have to show interest. You have to, I mean, I don't know. You have to produce something, really, even if it's not really something that you think might not be as fleshed out as you think. Some other people in that community might.
Yeah, you just toss your hat in.
Yep, exactly.
Right, so a little bit into that, do you think it's where it's come to a point to where transformation has become so exposed that people kind of just, again, just close themselves in and just kind of lurk about and just do their independent thing, just find what they like and just go with it, rather than, you know, going to a forum or going to a chat site and just sharing their experience with one another, so that they can kind of dwell in and become this giant community where they can share and have these interesting ideas. Is that kind of where it's going now, or what do you think?
Oh, I don't know. As far as sharing goes, I mean, my sharing community has always been The Process. But as far as content creation and meeting people that are willing to create something, to work with you, it has been for Affinity.
Yeah, I gotta say that, because I'm gonna be very frank. You know, I put myself on The Process to get some exposure, and it worked. You know, and it was a good little boost.
Oh, it works. People might not reply to you there, but they might follow you or start seeing your stuff.
Oh, yes, I'm very aware of that. And like I said, it was good, but it was very different, because I got more reactions coming out of other places. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Still, it's – oh, fuck. I lost the question. People and their sharing in the community. Yeah, that's it. I guess you could say that people do share, but not nearly as many. Even I still don't really talk, but that's mostly because I'm a little wary of communities in general. And as I've stated in a lengthy journal, like a month ago, more than that, I've really gained a lot over the year out of just being in a site and exposing myself to an entirely new groups of people, but I don't really like to get too involved sometimes.
Right. So,
Libra, you are one of the few people that can say you have a community that formed around you. Seriously.
What? No. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm serious, man. You have a community that formed around you.
Yes,
particularly.
I can agree with that. You have brought together quite a bit of people.
Maybe people that wouldn't speak in other places start to interact with you specifically.
Right.
And because of you are around, I don't know.
Right.
Some people do that sometimes.
Yeah, I've actually noticed quite a bit of people that have been around for a while that I really haven't seen kind of put themselves out there.
That's nice.
But with that in mind, though, on the subject of bringing people you don't usually see out on the open and public and just kind of sharing their experience, on the term and topic of groups and social communities, I've kind of observed how it's gone from a initial reaction of being a transformation fandomist and just being so excited to meet these other people that share similar ideals and experiences with you. And then now it's kind of where we've kind of withdrawn ourselves and are just kind of looking, and they see an artist, like I see like a lot of streams have become the popularity now for kind of social gatherings. A lot of people just kind of sit there like to observe what the artist is doing. And it's really not too much of a social thing for them, but they're kind of just there with other people and sharing this event occurring before them.
Well, that being said, it is a social thing. What you just described is a social thing to do.
Pretty much the way the media is evolving, really, because streams were another thing on a few years ago.
Yeah, and it's I don't know. I noticed other people doing it, and then I just decided to try it. I didn't think, anybody would really come and watch, but, they did, which is good. And, people coming together, what I think may have happened, and anybody can correct me if I'm wrong, because I haven't been involved, as I've stated before, and there's only so much I've known. You yourself, Mr. Host, which you have not named yourself, so I won't presume anything. the thing about that is, I noticed that there were some places they always have a certain tone of resonation. What was that site? It was one forum that I know it was like it just dropped. I think you mentioned it to me. It was the one that got hacked, and then they had to like drop it. I forgot what it was called.
Transformation Board.
Just called that. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Simple name. That's why I can't remember it. But that place, I was like, huh, okay. I would look through it, and I saw that the threads had these more thoughtful topics.
Exactly.
Although, yeah, they had these more thoughtful topics. Now, on the process, it focuses as a fetish forum.
Right.
Also fine. There is disparity there, though. Now, I mean, I really get the idea of making things convenient and not trying to convolute everything. Not every site needs to be fucking 4chan or any kind of chan. But I do feel there's a kind of disparity there. And, and you kind of lose sight of other things. Like let's take a look. I mean, transformation is a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Now, if say the process
a lot of fantasies, really.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Beyond anything that that can be fetishized, it embodies so much, and I think that say if only one forum out there like the process is out there, and that's the place that people are going to gather, that can easily make people lose sight of everything else that this really has to that this kind of thing really has to offer, like, you know. On the subject of transformation, real quick, you know, as far as mythos goes, you know, I do have my own little stories and, you know, characters in mind. There is a...
I think everyone has, but not everyone has the guts to really post that stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why I end up not drawing a lot of things. But more to the point, you know, the idea that transformation is much more than just a fetish. I mean, I'm thinking about this idea that I want to visualize where a woman simply... becomes what she was in her former life, which was an angel. And, you know, and there's really nothing happening. It's, you know, the idea would be mostly emotional. It would be stressful. The thing that would change about her, like maybe if I want to go into something more, going something less grounded, she would go from clothes to robes. But all she's doing is growing a single wing. That would be it.
Okay.
And I think about how that kind of thing really is just kind of lost, you know, amidst the sea of sexual gratification. I'm not against that, but, you know, I would like people to realize that there is more to work with this. It is the idea of one thing changing into another, period. That's it. That's immense. I think people haven't even begun to kind of sort of maybe grasp that.
Right. Okay. So, Texan, is there anything a little bit more you could add to that?
Not really. Pretty much everything has been said.
Okay. All right. Well, then a little bit onto that. As far as observing what your peers, and I'm sure this is a very common thing amongst artists, not even limited to the transformation community itself, but just comparing yourself to your peers, your colleagues, and your aspirations and inspirations. Do you guys notice, like, when you compare yourself to another artist that's maybe on the same level as you, do you notice a pattern or a kind of trend amongst them that's really stood out? Do you think that's helping them? Would that be something that would be beneficial as far as someone who's rising into popularity, trying to kind of expose themselves? And if not, would you kind of differ it a little bit? Would you try to go for a different direction?
Well, go Hexen. Like I said, I just spoke a whole lot.
Well, here's the thing. With writing on the transformation community, writing is in a lot of a disadvantage, because when you see a picture, you pretty much see everything you have to see right there. You see the picture, you see what you see, and anyone can have their own interpretations of that picture, but it's a picture. It's right there. There's nothing more to it. With a story, people have to spend some more time and, I don't know, commitment, as was put on the Test Chamber podcast. Pretty much when someone stops to read, someone really focuses a little more on that story. And what I see with most of the artists, of the writers at least, that are on my level are really better than I am, is that most of them don't really get audience that much. Because right, most people don't really want to read everything that the guy
exactly.
Or lady rights.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that
is. Here's the thing. I've said that before to my friends on FA. It's pretty much, if you want to be popular, you have to pretty much write smut.
Right, and I think that's not even limited to stories, but probably even more prominent in the art field. Again, back to the example with Watt on how he really only exploded into popularity when he started doing these sexual appealing pieces involving transformation, just kind of, I guess you could say, a mainstream topic that people will latch onto, that they start to appreciate his talent and what kind of style he has.
Oh, here's the thing. For me, at least, I don't really see myself as being that competent of an artist, because what I do is pretty much a hobby. I just come out one day and say, well, what I can write today? And I write just because, I want to write. But there are some people that would love to make writing their living and they can't, because really FA seems to not really be the place for that kind of thing.
Well, making money off of your art is hard no matter what. I mean, it's just two different kinds of difficulty. We know that there are the handful of authors that are so very successful that, you know, they become household names. So, you know, you want to make jokes about Stephen King and Dean Koontz, but they fucking made it.
Yep.
They made
pretty
it.
Much.
So it's definitely not easy.
And they pretty much came out as well as niche authors and started expanding. And then out of nowhere, they were famous. They were popular because they started writing stuff that people identified with. And it's something you really can't see on those transformations-oriented communities, because really people don't really commit to that sort of level. I mean, let me put it that way, to that level of art. I don't know. I might be wrong.
Okay.
You could say a lot about that. If you want to know as far as, you know, what it would mean to, you know, get popular or be noticed, you know, it's like he said, smut's usually a pretty good key. Few people would have ever known who I ever was. I wouldn't have even connected with half of the people, which, you know, was nice, by the way, because some of the better friends are made. Some of the better friends that I have made, people that I've met, they don't live with their head in their pants. Isn't that fascinating? Isn't that fascinating? But aside from that, yeah, that's usually the way to break in. I am Mr. Do It Differently, because that's just what I do. Somebody was telling me, you know what, you know, I can't believe that. She said to me, I don't believe you when you say you can't do something. And it's like, even if it's done in a completely different way, you'll find a way to do it. Nobody knows how the fuck you do it. And I'm like, okay. So I'm very much like, do it differently. Do not blend in with things. Like, really, just don't. At times, I will think that I will look at a piece of artwork and say, shit, I see traces of this one or that one. And, you know, there is such a thing of putting your own spin on it, but some people just kind of, like, ride the parallels a little close. And I'm like, this is a little uninteresting. It's nice, but to see it come from so many places, I want to see what other people are capable of doing.
Right.
Which is why, if I got to say, like, there's this one guy on FA that I met recently. He's not popular at all. He does have an interest in transformation on a few levels. Sexual is one of them, so you will find a bit of smut there. But he does like it in a sort of on different levels. He has a thing for like horror and horror and grisly stuff. And you know, he's also a metalhead. But he does great stuff. When I saw his work, it jumped off the page for me. I'm like, look at that. That doesn't look like stuff I've seen in a while. And people should, and by the way, it's like Forge Master 18. Look up his stuff. you know, give it a chance. You know, even if you're only going to look at the one or two pictures that you like, just notice that he doesn't fit a mold, really. He does touch on a few popular subjects, but by no means does he really execute it the same way. I think it's really cool when you do it that way. So fine, if you want to break in through smut, just try to find a really cool new way to do it. That's another reason that I draw and upload it and stuff like that. I want to do it differently. Apparently I do.
Yep, and it pretty much, people seem to either hate you or love you because of that.
Right.
My worst fear is to get zero reactions. Then I will feel like I have failed if I didn't get somebody saying something about it. I'm like, well, it's not interesting. Wasted fucking time.
Oh, here's the thing. Most writers actually don't get many reactions.
No, they do
not.
No,
and it's
very
a shame.
Sad, yes.
It is, and it's, you know, it's from the culture that is born, at least around here. I'm not going to talk about anybody else, you know, only from what I know. It is a society based in immediate gratification. Like he said, you got the picture, you can look at it, that's it. If you have to read through a description of something, a series of descriptions, TLDR, too long, didn't read.
Yep.
That's a really terrible thing that's spread out amongst people. People apologize for long journals and walls of text. I think that is absolutely horrific. And if you want to read 1984, you might not. Too long, didn't read. You get dumb. The government takes over.
Right.
How about that shit? But,
Pretty much, I mean, pretty much 50% of my journals are described there.
And that concludes part two of the Changing Times, episode one. This is Cheesy, and we're going to take another break here. In the meantime, why don't you go outside and take your dog for a walk, or maybe your cat, or a guinea pig, or your pet bearded lizard. I'm pretty sure they need a little bit of time outside and time with you so they can get to know you better. So, we'll be back and start on part three, our final part of episode one.